Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And as we will be talking with Daryl here shortly, just a reminder, guys, Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin break down all the latest news with the Browns on and off the field during the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, including post-game drops. Always be on the lookout for that. Subscribe to this fine podcast at 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. I almost said Sons of the Shoe. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Follow it wherever you get your podcast. So we're having this conversation about whether this series can kind of change your perspective on Stephen Vogt. And there is a part of me that thinks if the answer is yes, you're just looking for things to bitch about going into next season, or you're just maybe informing your cynicism about maybe the front office, maybe the way things are run by the Dolans, and trying to push it somewhere. Guys, it's really okay if they lose this series. One, I'm not going into tonight being all defeatist, by the way, so I don't know where the hell that's coming from, because I know how much yesterday sucked. Today's a new day. You get another crack at it. But I just think this idea of, like, they weren't supposed to make the playoffs. So the idea that we could somehow get into the playoffs and be like, Vogt lost my... I've lost 10% confidence in a manager who had a team that everybody predicted to win 73 games.
Yeah, I mean, it would be astronomically stupid to just, like, base your entire perspective off of Stephen Vogt off of one playoff series when, consensusly, like, the season he had and put together has been phenomenal. I mean, he's the fact that he has taken a team that, like you said, wasn't even supposed to be in the playoffs at all, win the division, have the success that they had, get out of the gate as hot as they did, weather a little bit of a storm there in late summer, and then set yourself up to be hosting this series. Like, I think that speaks for itself. It's not that he gets a pass, because anytime a manager, you know, everybody gets criticized based off how they perform this time of year, managers included. But, like, year one, I think you give the person or the player in some respects, I guess, some grace, because this is the first time he's going through this. Like, if it's the first time for somebody going through this, I mean, they're having the same conversation in a way with, like, Shohei Ohtani. They're like, it's his first postseason. If he's not, like, batting 500 and doing crazy things, like, it's okay. Like, he was just basically suffering in Anaheim for as long as he was. Let's give him some time. And I think the same thing sort of applies to Stephen Vogt. I will say, though, I'm kind of surprised. The one thing I haven't heard, and maybe it happens if he gets outmanaged again today, But I haven't heard anybody really bring up Tito. I haven't heard anybody be like, oh, like I felt like for a fan base that, like, we know loves to go to the low hanging fruit of like, well, this organization, they just don't spend enough money. Surprised nobody's pointed out like, well, Tito wouldn't have got outmanaged like that yesterday.
Probably because Tito hadn't been to a World Series since 2016 and has maybe not, I don't want to say overshot expectations.
Hold on a second.
What's that?
I'm not trying to say like you're wrong, but I'm like, well, he hasn't been to a World Series in a very, very long time. So yeah.
If Tito had left in like 2018, it's a totally different conversation.
He's been to a World Series, though.
Well, no. But the point is, it's been a decade, almost a decade, since they've had that level of success with Tito. So I think we're far enough removed that people remember the disappointment of 2017 and 2018, and even the disappointment of 2022. So I think that's, when, in terms of postseason, yes, it was great to go to the World Series, but I think the fact that you haven't gone deep into the playoffs since you went to the World Series, I think does have some people looking at this. It's not cynically. I think they just kind of, it takes a little bit off that fastball.
Well, and here's what I'll say. It's different because you have a manager that's gone to the World Series. Anything short of a World Series appearance is a disappointment. With Vogt, we love thinking that things in sports are going to be linear. And it's just going to like be this steady progress. Like your team loses in the playoffs or something, and you're always like, it's okay. They'll be back next year, and they'll go deeper next time. I promise you. And then it doesn't actually work out that way. So
I actually think with this Guardians team, I think we go the opposite way now. I think they're going to be completely garbage
next year?
Well, not necessarily garbage, but I think after 2022, I think people realize the importance of, if you have a chance to make a run, you need to make a run.
That goes back to like me at the deadline being as emphatic as I was that they needed to do more or whatever. But like,
one more person mentions in this Detroit series, I'm just going to lose my mind.
I have backed off that sense because I understand like the context of the situation. There wasn't a lot available. I get all that. But my larger point in that was like, just that you have to go for it when you have an opportunity. Because like you said, 2022, you saw that. But what I was going to say, though, was Tito, it felt like a disappointment because he'd been there. He'd been to the mountaintop and come up short. Versus like with Vogt, you're expecting that we can't get out of our heads that there's like this linear process to growth with teams. And so it's this idea of like, well, hey, if they don't make it this year, like Vogt's new. He's going to learn from this, and he's gonna take them all the way to the World Series next year. But it doesn't always work that way.
Rebecca on Twitter saying, I think we're beating ourselves. AJ Hinch might be in better at chess. That said, in my opinion, it's on the players. They need to hit better. Real quick here, let's go with Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Real quick, buddy, we got about 42 seconds. What you got for us?
Okay, Vogt's not being outmanaged. You know, if you want, I hate this post hoc arguing that include the results of the game from yesterday. You know, if you really wanted to discern whether Vogt was mismanaged yesterday, you could look at the pitcher he had, Hinch had to throw yesterday, and if it could have worked out like game one where Hinch's decision on who to throw depended on who he thought Vogt was going to put in the lineup, and that caused us to score five runs without getting an out recorded in game one. So if this is post hoc thinking, that looks at the results of the game from yesterday, which the model said we had a better chance to win the Detroit, and saying Vogt stinks. That is incorrect. The players need to perform. And frankly, they did perform. The expected batting average of our team was better than Tigers yesterday. It's a loss. It happens. Relax.
Anthony, we appreciate you. Post hoc, I got to say. I like when somebody says post hoc. Daryl Ryder. Will be post hoc Anthony in Cleveland Heights. That's where he's calling. We'll get Daryl's thoughts on what he heard out of Berea today and all those Deshaun and Kevin questions we've been talking about all damn week. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.